Well, God bless you and praise God. We thank God for another day. The Lord has blessed us. This is Pastor Elmer Hess Sr. You're here at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. Heard on WFPM, your gospel radio station. We have our radio station here in Battle Creek. We have a signal also in Albion, Michigan, and another signal in Jackson, Michigan. And of course, we are on the World Wide Web and also YouTube. And we thank the Lord for all that He is doing through this ministry. This is an end time ministry of hope. Yes, it's end time, but it's a ministry of hope. We share the Word of God with you to explain what it is that we need to do to be ready when Jesus comes. We have recently started into some teaching regarding the purpose of God and God's purpose as part of our theme for this month. And we thank God for our theme, wonderful theme. And we thank God for how the Lord has blessed us to be able to share some precious promises and some precious nuggets. And there is some understanding that each of us need to come into, no matter how long we have known the Lord, how long we have been saved, how long we have been studying our Bible. There's also something that comes fresh out of the Word of the Lord every day that possibly we did not see during our past studies. Now today I want to go to the book of Proverbs 19 and verse 21. And just a very simple verse of scripture there. It says, "The purpose of the Lord shall stand." The purpose of the Lord shall stand. Today I want to touch and try to give some understanding to the distinction between God's purpose and God's will. I won't be able to cover all of this on today by no means, because it's just a top layer that I'm going to deal with on today's Word of Hope. But hopefully and prayerfully, if you will have an ear to hear and a heart to receive, that you're going to receive some enlightenment on this word on today about God's purpose. On this past Sunday, we took the time and we spoke regarding the difference between our purpose and God's purpose. And it was a very enlightening message that the Lord gave us for this past Sunday. I want to go just a little deeper, just a layer deeper into God's purpose and the importance to know regarding the strength of God's purpose. It's the internal intention of God. That's what God's purpose is. It is His eternal. It is the eternal intention of God. Purpose is the unchanging. It's the eternal. It's the sovereign intention of God. It is what God decided before time, outside of time, and even independent of circumstance. This is what God decided. Our sovereign God decided the purpose that He was going to bring to pass. God's purpose, His eternal intention that cannot be altered. God's word cannot be altered. Man can do some alterations, but the word of God cannot be altered of its eternal intentions. There's God's counsel, His predetermined design, is God's sovereign. It's God's plan. It's what God has already decided that will be. And when God decides something will be, it's going to be. It's going to be, and it's going to become, because God's purpose is fixed. Sometimes we have a purpose, and it changed with the wind. It changed with the circumstances. There are a lot of things that happen and attack our purpose, our lowercase purpose. God's uppercase purpose is fixed. It's final, and it's a purpose that is forever. So the purpose of the Lord shall stand is what it says in Proverbs 19 and 21, because purpose answers the question that most people ask somewhere in their life. If they don't ask it out loud, they ask it within themselves. Why did God create me? Why did God call me? And why did God save me? And why is God sustaining me? There is a purpose. There is a eternal and eternal purpose. Purpose is the reason you survived. It was not because of your goodness. It was not just because of the prayers. We thank God for all of the prayers that were prayed on our behalf, each one of our behalf, when we were outside of the ark of safety. We thank God for that. We would not have made it without that. Purpose is the reason you survived before you met the Lord. Purpose is the reason the enemy could not kill you, because God has purpose for each one of us. Purpose is the reason that God kept pulling us back when we began to drift. Purpose, God's purpose, is God's intention for our existence. And then you have God's will. God's will is the daily direction of God. I said God's will is the daily direction of God. God's purpose was not decided in time. God's purpose was decided outside of time. But God's will is the daily in time direction of God. It's how God leads us to fulfill God's eternal purpose. But he does the will on a daily basis. Will is the instruction. God instructs us. God gives us instruction. He gives us guidance. He shows us the path that we ought to take. He knows the way that we should go and the path that we should take. But he instructs us daily through his will. And the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord or ordered by God. The steps God gives you inside of time is God's will. God's will are his commands, his desires, and God's directions in time, in real time. God's leading, how he guides you in real time. God's commands, what he tells you to do in real time. God's will is always progressive. It's revealed step by step and respond to our obedience. Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:6 that in all of our ways we should acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct thy paths, with the S on it, paths. He will direct thy paths, as Proverbs 3:6. God's will answers the question, what does God want me not to do yesterday, not necessarily to do tomorrow? But God's will is a daily question. What does God's will want me to do now, in the present? Because purpose is eternal, but will is daily. Purpose is the destination, but the will is the route. How do you get to the destination of your purpose? It's by obeying God's will. So there are some distinctions, some key distinctions. Purpose is the why. Will is the how. God's purpose that he has placed in each of our lives as our personal assignment. That's God's purpose. God's will is how we personally carry out God's purpose. We carry out God's purpose through God's will. God's purpose for Joseph in the book of Genesis was rulership. God's will took Joseph through a pit, through Potiphar's house, and a prison, and some other different places. That was God's will. God's will to bring forth and to complete God's purpose, it came through God's will, our daily instructions. God's purpose for Israel and the children of Israel was the promised land. That was already fixed. God's will led the children of Israel by the cloud and by the fire and step by step. That was God's will. That was God's choice. That was God's decision. That was God's strategy on how to bring his divine purpose into fruition. God's purpose for Jesus was the cross and the resurrection. God's will for Jesus walked Jesus through Gethsemane. He walked Jesus through betrayal. That was God's will. He walked Jesus through his trial. He walked Jesus out on Calvary. When he was on Calvary, he walked him through all of that. That was God's will. God did those things to bring God's purpose to pass. Purpose never changes. I know that's hard for you to understand or hard for you to realize, but God's purpose never changes. It was set before time, but God's will unfolds on a daily basis. God's purpose is absolutely what God himself has already predetermined and has pre-decided. God's will is what God directs. That's when he directs us. He directs his purpose. He directs his purpose through men, through women. God's word is true. Purpose is sovereign. You cannot stop God's purpose. Will has to do a relationship. Relationship and God's will is something that must be obeyed. You must obey God's will. The sticking point in the lives of so many is that we want God's purpose to be manifest in our lives, but we don't want God's will to be manifest in our lives. We want our will, our choice, to be manifest in our lives. And you will never get to the place where God's purpose has been fulfilled by only following our will and neglecting the will of God. Purpose is the destination God has already settled. Will is the path that God reveals as we walk with him day by day. Purpose, again, is the big picture. and will is the daily picture. So every morning we need to say, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. Because the purpose is the assignment. Well, people are asking, what does the Lord want me to do? You have to know God's purpose. God will reveal his purpose to each one of us. That's the big picture. The will is the daily picture of how we work through what it is that God has designed. While I'm speaking this, even now, I'm thinking about when we purchased the property of our church now on Beckley Road. It was something else. And the Lord gave us instruction that it was our purpose that we would have that building. And God worked it out. And we obtained that building. But then we had to get the architect to show us how the building was going to be arranged. And so what we did when we talked with the Christian builder, the builder that only builds Christian facilities and churches, he didn't ask us how do we want the building to look. He asked us and gave us like a 10 or 15 page report that we had to write in exactly what the purpose of the church was and what the purpose of purchasing the church was. We had a purpose. I gave them the purpose and told them what it is that we wanted to do. We wanted to have a radio station. We wanted to have a larger congregation. We wanted to have a fellowship hall. We wanted to have a place for gathering. And we told them what it was that we were going to do with the building. Then they are the ones that took the square footage and the purpose of why we bought the building. And then they came back with all of the blueprints and everything. And we just had some minor changes because the company knew and understood what our purpose was. They didn't ask us what color did we want the walls to be, did we want carpet, or did we want wood flooring. They didn't ask any of that. They asked us what was the purpose. You have to know the purpose, which is that God has put into you so that you can make sure that you follow God's purpose. That's your assignment. The will is the instructions that God gives to carry out the assignment. Purpose is the calling. This matters. I tell you, you can be in God's purpose, but out of God's will. I must stop and say that once again. You can, and I'll add this, be saved. And you can be in God's purpose. But you can be out of God's will. And that's where the trouble, that's where the chaos comes. When we're trying to follow God's purpose, but we're out of God's will. We will not hear God. We will not hear the word of God. We will not hear the man of God, the woman of God, the pastor, the teacher, the prophet, the apostle. We will not hear them in some cases. Jonah was still God's prophet. That was God's purpose for Jonah. But running from God's instruction, that was outside of God's will. Jonah was running, and God had to bring Jonah into God's will. And you know the story about the fish. You can obey God's will and walk into God's purpose. I would change that from you can to you must obey God's will and walk into God's purpose. Abraham obeyed God step by step. He followed God's will. He followed God's instruction. And he became the father of the nations. His purpose was to be the father of nations. That was God's purpose for Abraham. That was decided before Abraham was ever born, because that was decided outside of time. But as Abraham obeyed, he obeyed God's will step by step. And then he became the father of many nations, which was Abraham's purpose. One thing about God's purpose, if you follow God's will, God's purpose is guaranteed to arrive. I said, if you follow God's will, God's purpose is guaranteed to arrive. I don't have Dottie Peoples here today, but if she was here, if she was able to sing, she said, he's an on time God. Yes, he is. And then he may not come exactly when you want him, how you want him, where you want him, but whatever it is that is his will, he's always on time, because will determines the route. If you resist God's route or resist God's will, God will reroute you. If you obey his will, God will accelerate you. So we either have to obey God's determined will, God's determined route, God's determined steps. If we don't obey that, then God will reroute us. He'll take us the long way around. But if you obey his will, he will accelerate the path that he has for you. God's purpose is God's eternal intention. God's purpose is what God has decided in himself before he ever created the world. God's eternal intention is what he planned before time. Then you have God's counsel. God designed what he wanted his purpose to be. God designed it. God had a purpose, and then he had a design. Then you have God's sovereign plan. What he has already decided is going to be, there's not going to be any changes. Purpose is not emotional. Purpose is not situational. Services, purpose is not reactive. Purpose is fixed. It's final. And purpose is forever. The problem is not with purpose. The problem is with our will. Again, in Proverbs 19 and 21, as I close it out here on today, the purpose of the Lord shall stand. God's purpose is bigger than individuals. It's about God's glory. It's not about man, us as individuals. It's about God's glory. God's purpose is always tied to God's glory and not necessarily our comfort. God created the world for his glory. He redeemed humanity for his glory. He sustains the church even today for his glory. Everything that God does flows from his eternal intention to reveal himself and to reveal his glory. That's why we survived what should have or could have killed us. We were restored when we should have been ruined. We were called when you felt unqualified. It is because of God's purpose was on our lives, and God's purpose is always stronger than danger, trauma, sin, or even Satan, because God's purpose is the reason we exist. So now you know why God created you. You know why God called you, why he saved you, and why he keeps you. It's for his glory. God has a purpose. God has the glory. As long as we give him the glory, God is going to help us with our will, and he is going to bring it to pass. Your purpose, your divine purpose, is not your job. It's not your talent. It's not your gift. It's not your dream. It's not your preference. Your purpose is God's assignment for your existence. You have a divine assignment. That's what God created you to accomplish. You have a kingdom calling. That's the role that you play in God's plan in carrying out God's will. And I thank God for this word on today. I pray that you will play this over several times, or if you will go into our website, firstpen, firstpen.org, and you can see this message of this message and the summary of this message on our website at firstpen, firstpen.org. God bless you. I pray that this ministry is helping you to understand God's purpose and the will of God in your life. God bless.